In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. In Luke chapter 16, we get some advice from our Lord, which seems to be kind of counterintuitive. So often throughout the scriptures, you know, we are counseled to not have anything to do with the world. The world is described in many places in scripture as a place of evil, as a place in which we should not find our kind of happiness at all. But yet at the same time, this is the same world which has been created and blessed by God. So throughout the scripture, there's this kind of tension about the world itself. And we see this particularly in Luke chapter 16, when our Lord says, "The children of this world are wiser in their generation than the children of light. And I say to you, make unto you friends of the mammon of iniquity, that when you shall fail, they may receive you into everlasting dwellings." Now, if you read this and you kind of scratch your head and think, wait, really? This seems kind of the exact opposite of everything else that, you know, that our Lord seems to say. It's one of those kind of paradoxical things in the scriptures. But what our Lord is getting at is that when we are in this valley of tears, when we are in this world, then it is important for us to realize that we do live in this world and have to kind of play along with the rules of this world to a certain degree. There's a certain type of Christian who seems to think that spirituality is a matter of kind of looking like a plaster statue in a church and having this very kind of unreal, angelic attitude towards things. And so often they can seem to be completely and utterly inept at everything which is part of their normal, ordinary daily life. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes our Lord calls certain people to extraordinary manifestations of phenomena which may seem very strange and very weird. And that all happens for a purpose. Remember, John the Baptist was called to a prophetic office, and that's why he went around, you know, dressed in animal skins and drinking eating locusts. Not because you need to do that. Remember that we are supposed to imitate the virtues of the saints, not necessarily everything that they do. John the Baptist was called to be a very weird figure, and it was precisely that weirdness that was his, which was supposed to bring people to wake up about certain things. But our Lord did not call any of the disciples to follow in John the Baptist's footsteps in that similar way. Likewise, if we look at the tradition of the church and we look at the lives of the saints, some of the saints, there's an entire category of saints in the Eastern Christian tradition called fools for Christ, who very often, you know, seem to be very strange figures. But again, our Lord had a purpose for their life and had a purpose for their kind of behavior, which may have seemed very strange to others. But for most of us who live in the world and have our ordinary paths to holiness, then we're just not called to be that weird. Okay. And I say this because, again, sometimes people want to say that Christianity and traditional Catholicism is supposed to be identified in some type of way with being as eccentric and countercultural as possible. Right? But it is possible to be counter the culture, but not be so bizarre and eccentric as to immediately repel anybody and everybody who we happen to see, right? There's a certain kind of naturalness which should be part of our way of being a part of the world, which is also a part of our supernatural Christian vision. It's an important thing for us to want to gather others to Christ with a very normal type of friendship. It's another thing if the very first time that you meet a person, the first thing that comes out of your mouth is a perfectly memorized paragraph of the Catechism of the Catholic Church, right? Try saying hello first, right? Extending your hand in the clasp of fellowship. Likewise, it's important for us that even in our exterior deportment, in many ways, that we are called to be normal and natural in the midst of the world. It's one thing, for us to use sacramentals in a good way so that when you go to bed, you use holy water to bless yourself. It's another thing to go to the grocery store with a super soaker of holy water and start baptizing people, right? Okay. Again, our Lord reminds us that the children of this world are wiser in their generation than the children of light. It's important for us to remember these things even in our work. Those of you who may have your own business, for example, it is absolutely paramount that you live your faith in the workplace, that the social teaching of the Catholic Church be the cornerstone of how you run your business. But you also have to follow generally accepted accounting principles as well in your bookkeeping. You can't just pretend that those things are not important and also not only profitable in one sense, but also a way of living your faith. Our Lord says these things for many reasons. One, because it is very easy for us to fall into the sin of pride in trying to be as different and singular as possible. We really must kind of realize that. So often people will come to their confessors or their spiritual directors expecting this very spiritual kind of answer. And then when they get something very ordinary, they like, well, that priest isn't spiritual enough, right? When really what the priest is getting you to do is to say, no, that's just your pride talking. And so sometimes, people will come and they want to undertake these heavy penances, for example, and mortifications. And so they've read in a book about the saints who would go to their confessors and ask for permission to do these things. And so then, you'll have someone who comes in all on fire for Jesus and say, I want to be able to fast just on bread and water for the next 40 days because I'm a horrible sinner and I am, need this kind of penance and mortification. And then, I will say something along the lines of, why don't you take the trash out on time? Oh, well, Father, how dare you? You need to give me something harder than that. Nope, that's your pride. Interior mortifications are always more meritorious for the building up of our spiritual life than even the most radical exterior mortifications, particularly if we are not called by God and that call is confirmed by our confessor or spiritual director to do those particular things. It's so easy for us to fall into pride even in the midst of our external acts of piety. There's also another reason why our Lord says these things, because in our mission to evangelize and in our mission to share the word of Christ, then that message is already weird enough as it is, right? Sometimes it falls on people's ears not as consolation, but as something very different than what they're used to. And so it is important for us, again, to have that normalcy and that naturalness of bearing so that we can open up a real, authentic human relationship with people so that they can be open to that message. Again, unless our Lord has called out a very different path for us. So it's important for us, to realize these things as we go about our daily duties, as we go about our life and our work and our families. And so today, let us pray that we may have a true human wisdom and worldly prudence, but one which is always under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and one which is always able to see the supernatural vision to which we are ultimately called.